Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This week. You know, he's got things he wants to clean up, including their turnovers. My point is that doesn't happen in big time college football. And Feinbaum was the first person I was hearing, because I even asked a North Carolina guy I know, did he really take a vacation? But the reports sort of line up with that. And again, what it would tell you is that Bill Belichick is not really interested in coaching these kids.
Exactly.
Because you got a ton to work on right now. If you were a real football coach, hell, you'd wake up. This is what you wouldn't want to do. It goes back to what we said about hiring Bill Belichick. That was the biggest concern. What happens when these young guys, these student-athletes, are not pros, which he's used to dealing with?
That's right.
That style of his ain't going to work with them.
Nope.
And I think Bill has found that out very early when these kids didn't match up to sort of what he thought they would – to what they would be, how easy maybe he thought this would go. And now – He ain't got the guts for it anymore.
Nope.
And that's why you're taking vacations on bye weeks with Jordan going to where she wants to go.
Mm.
This is a joke.
Yep.
That you better end. There, everybody in the country is laughing at you.
Everybody.
And so the statement means absolutely nothing. They're getting themselves set up to move on because there is no other choice.
That's right.
At this point.
That's exactly right. So we'll see when it happens, but it feels like it's just a matter of when. And not if.
He can say he's fully committed. He ain't.
No.
You're taking vacations during the bye week.
No, that's the whole thing. It's just a disaster. All right, we'll come back. Bennett Doyle is going to join us. We'll talk to him in just a little bit about the Grizzlies preseason, thoughts on Cedric Coward.
He got his first win this week, too, didn't he? Beat Phoenix. Beat Arizona.
Oh, that's right.
The Titans, excuse
me.
I should have referenced that a little better.
No, I was like... Did he? Is he?
No, you know, it's Cam and the boys. They got a big one.
They did. Now
Arizona handed it to him.
They sure did.
But you'll take it.
A win is a win. One more week of Brian Callahan. There's no doubt about that. And we're playing this week.
Is that right?
That's right. Titans Raiders. Somebody got to win, or they don't have to. They could tie.
When two trash heaps tangle, which one comes out?
I know he thinks his is better, but I think Cam Ward's about to get humbled inside Allegiant Stadium
by Max Crosby.
Yeah. We stink. All right, we'll come back. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. Looking for lunch today? May we recommend Sonic, where when you download the app, you're always going to get the best deals. Get the corn dog. Get the mozzarella sticks. Get the cheesy Baja crispy tender wrap. That sounds amazing. Don't forget about those groovy fries. Don't forget, Jason, they come perfectly salted.
Mm-hmm.
They're groovy, but they're also salty, but perfect. Perfect.
Groovy sauce as well.
Groovy sauce.
Dip them in.
Also, right now, you download the app, get the double Sonic Smasher and a free large drink. You can redeem that in the Sonic app. Again, Sonic is America's driving.
Oh, and if you're big Maine, you know how we say Maine in Memphis, or big girl, maybe you want to go triple. Maybe you want to go really big. Three patties made with Angus beef, seasoned, smashed, and seared, crispy on the edges, juicy in the middle. It's then layered with three slices, not one, of melted American cheese, creamy, tangy smasher sauce, crinkle-cut pickles, diced onions, and served on a pillowy, soft potato bun. Now, if your big girl wants to eat good, get her to Sonic. Make sure you download the app. Live free. Eat Sonic.
Yeah. All right. So, I shout to big women everywhere, man.
You have to, again, feed your woman.
Yeah.
And if she's got a large appetite, take Sonic.
Right.
Live free, eat Sonic.
Yes. anyway, we'll have Bennett Doyle in here in studio in just a minute. We'll talk to him about Grizzlies preseason And yeah, we haven't really talked about that much amongst ourselves. We had Drew Hill in here. We didn't talk a lot about the game.
Well, you need to calm down, Cedric Howard.
Yeah, well, I
mean,
that's
what I'd tell you.
I'm just,
if it's me and you talking
again. Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out, you know, what he is supposed to be.
I understand.
And then, and I think it matters to like what my ultimate assessment of him.
What I'm asking you to do is take out the Thorpe and that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Don't take all that out. You know what? The way Drew put it is the best way. Like, sure, maybe there's a path for him to be the third best player on the team, and you're hope that's why you traded up and you hope he's got this high upside. But if he just ends up being one of those OKC like dudes, like we talked about, and your third best player, whether it's Zachary or whoever you're pulling out of the draft next year with that Phoenix pick, well, that's just fine too, because that's what OKC has got. It's got a roster full of dudes.
Yep.
And so if he just ends up being that, it's fine. You took him at the 11 pick.
Absolutely.
So long as there's going to be more, you know, more dudes, or at least a guy that's coming in, you know, in terms of big three, because I think you need it at this point. I mean, KCP's a vet. He's not the future, right? And that's what you're looking for as you reset and try to find new ways to win around John Jarrett.
Yep.
So it could work out that way. My point is, it's going to be a lot of growing pains. And so anybody that's coming in here with those expectations, whether it's individually for Coward or, hey, we've been the number two seed. That's what we were last year before the trade deadline. And you're expecting that to again? Hold your horses. Because, you know, there's going to be a lot of evaluation, not just on the part of Isolo, hey, really on the part of Zach Kleiman. You've got to figure out, okay, how much of this roster left do I – how much of this G.G. Jackson, you know, some of this stuff on the wing and everything else, those guys, Conchar, I mean – Should I package this up, move on, get something else in here? Because at the trade deadline, you may have determined that you got to do that, and then focus on what those picks are going to be. But it's going to be a learning process, you know, for that entire franchise. Because
yep,
I mean it's not exactly a reset. It feels more like a rebuild, even though two of the big three are still there. When you look at what else is around them,
mm-hmm.
It can still be a reset. Last night looked like a rebuild to bear.
Yeah, did, dude. That was nasty. I mean, it was just uncompetitive from the jump.
I don't even know. The Lovering, like, there are guys out there, you know, that we hope to never, you know, not to
yeah,
come down
course.
On him, that you
no,
hope
no.
never see again.
No, totally. It was just like a
– Drew had the hardest job ever trying to write something.
Well, because you can't take anything about it from a team concept, yeah. right? Like, you can't take anything out of that from,
that's
oh, this team will be this or this team will be that. Right. Or I do think if you do want to take some out of it, the depth is just it's gonna be rough.
Well, it's
worse than we're
again,
used to.
So much of it's you know you're calling up your depth to start. You know, in some of these cases to start, you did that on Monday against the Pistons where you got Ty Jerome out there. Yeah, and so those guys will be the depth.
Yep,
that you can tell yourself. That said, I mean you know this Isolo system that everybody seems to love,
the McIntosh.
Yeah.
What is it? What kind of system is it, man?
I don't know. It's the 2.7. I don't know what it is. It's another number.
Yeah.
Remember, these y'all acting like it's going to be something we've never seen before.
Yeah. It,
so far, I mean, I don't know.
God, protect
Gigi
our virgin eyes, man. I mean, this system, when everybody gets in back, it's going to be
that's why I need,
revolutionized.
If Ja's fine, I need him to play a preseason game. Just so what – and whether it's us or – more seemed like more importantly for Isolo, you've got to see these guys within a structure
yep.
that's going to look like something close or similar to what you're going to have October 22nd when you play the New Orleans Pelicans. Otherwise, you're going to be doing a lot of this to start the year, trying to figure stuff out. Can this guy play with this guy because of everybody that's gone right now? And so, again, ideally, if he's fine, if it's just another rolled ankle, you know, ready to bounce, you'd like to get him in at least one of these mm-hmm. just to have – I know he sees something different set of eyes, like
right.
you told Drew, basically. But let's see some structure with Ja at the top of it
yep.
before we're playing New Orleans on October 22nd.
Agreed.
You know?
Agreed, totally.
That would help my eyes, and I'm sure Isolo's
yeah.
as well.
Yeah, it absolutely would, but, you know, not sure we get it, unfortunately.
I think it's important to get.
But at any rate, you know, it's not one you take away and – You know, you could be encouraged, you could be discouraged, you could be neutral, you know, depending on how much investment you want to, you know. I mean, I offered you tickets for that game last night.
That Bible study, bro.
I mean, I can't believe you didn't take me up on it.
I host Bible study. I got
to
do Bible study.
I know, but it would have been a fantastic game to be in attendance for. Can you imagine?
Best part of that was when Vincent Jaylen Brown got into it, I guess. Yeah. That looked like the moment.
I do applaud some Grizzlies media, and they will find a positive. They will.
There is one positive. We have not said his name. Not even with Drew. You're looking at me like there wasn't. Like I'm making this up.
I'm curious to know who
his
it
name is.
Is
Jalen Wells. He had a good game last night.
He had a good game, yep.
He did. Wearing some J3s, apparently.
He did.
Usually wears the GT cut. Switched over to some J3s. I'm bringing it up because he is the best thing for Cedric Coward right now, to be honest with you, in terms of seeing what Cedric Coward's going to be, because you don't have to heap everything on Cedric Coward off top.
Right.
I know they played they played together last night. I guess Jalen sort of at the two, Coward at the three, either way, however you want to flip it, whatever. But, I mean, Jalen Wells continues to go under the radar. I mean, I haven't said his name or asked Drew about him or whatever, and he continues to develop. Now, again, I'm not telling you Jalen Wells got some high ceiling. I think, in fact, we would probably all agree we think Coward's got the higher ceiling. But you look at last night on the ball, like he was making plays, knocking down shots.
Yep.
It's the best, if nothing else, it's the best insurance policy ever, just at that wing, because you trust him off of last season. And a credit to him, he's continuing to grow his game. And so, again, OKC has dudes. You need dudes. Jalen Wells seems like he's a dude.
Yep.
And he's added to his game this year. I
agree with you.
In a mess, an absolute mess of a game, and in a game we can glean nothing off of, so exactly what Drew wrote last night, I thought Jalen Wells did a good job rising out of the mess.
Right. Agree with that. No, he's been a good player.
He's been good.
You know, they were playing him at point guard in summer league, so you know they were kind of
on ball a little bit.
Yeah. You know, it's been an interesting summer for him. But, I mean, look, he's a good player.
Have him as my point.
The Grizzlies are really good at identifying those kinds of guys, right?
Yeah. They second-round dudes.
You know, it's the Cedric Coward. It's when they gamble. Like, has a Grizzlies gamble ever paid off? I mean, I'm even going back to Justice Winslow, bro. Like, wasn't that this regime?
Well, if you're going to put that in there, I mean, you got Zaire, you got, you know.
I guess you got Jonas.
You would say Marcus Smart.
Mark Smart was a terrible gamble.
It was a gamble, and it killed you on draft pick.
Yeah.
So
I mean, this, you know, Cedric Coward, like, some people are great gamblers, and some people are not.
You have to give Cedric.
Not writing him off. I'm just saying. He is a gamble.
That pressure and sort of what we're expecting. This year, 3 for GG. So we need to, there should be an urgency. It's about to be game 3 for Cedric Coward.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, so, totally different.
So we got to give totally it. Some, we got to give the man some time. And I just do think those outside expectations have sort of, you know, jaded us in a way that's unfair to the kid. We've said that out loud.
Yeah, but I mean, if you take that off,
I think there might be something there.
No,
even if it's just one of them OKC-like dudes.
No, I was.
I mean, he goes up and snatches rebounds, bro. He's athletic.
Yeah, I was promised, you know. Greatness.
By what? By who?
An executive.
Internally?
An executive.
Outside.
Who
did he even give him the vote in that thing,
the
GM survey?
The piece was Cedric Coward should be drafted second overall. I mean, tough.
Again, those are, what are the internal expectations?
Is he better than B.J. Edgecombe? Is he better than Dylan Harper? Is he better than...
I mean, they didn't go up to 2 to get him. They got him at
11,
bro.
He did get a vote in the GM survey for being a steal of draft, so he may ultimately be that, but... I got to continue to see more. Maybe
it's fair.
Last night was a step, and then it was like another step, and then, you know, we'll see. We'll monitor it. We only have the luxury of reacting to the most recent game, right? So we only have 2 games of data right now to react on.
Got more aggressive second half. And need a 3 to drop.
Right.
Definitely. That'd be nice to see everybody's talking about how good a shooter he is.
Bennett Doyle is going to join us on the other side from Grand City Media. We'll talk to him about the preseason, his expectations for the Grizz, and more. Stick around. Jason and John, how do you turn?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
FM, ESPN. Oh, yeah!
Let's go.
Let's get his mic on this week.
Yeah. I hope George didn't have the mics on like right before we turn on that music.
Well, he obviously didn't.
Yeah, good.
Y'all are okay.
Thank God.
Y'all are good.
There's a lot of things I like to get off my chest off the air. You know what I mean? Bit of Doyle is here. Grand City Media, Grizz Radio Network. Fine Memphian. Were you in here last week?
I believe I was,
okay,
yes.
Right, okay, I didn't know if I've officially had an opportunity to catch up with you guys as colleagues yet, but I think I have.
Mm-hmm. You do it every week.
That's right.
We did do that. So, okay. Just wanted to get that out of the way.
Colleagues right. again.
Two preseason games in the books.
Yes.
Obviously, you know, you didn't really have anybody last night.
Mm-mm.
But did it have to look that bad? I mean, that's just where I start. Did it have to look that bad?
Well, I mean, I think when you know your starting point guard's first assignment is against Derek White, things probably aren't going to go that well. That's definitely a welcome to the NBA moment for Javon Small, because that's tough. That's tough when you've got one of the premier defenders in the league on you right off the bat. And they did play their guys, and we played nobody. But I guess there's like some – I heard y'all coming in. I heard you coming in. And I guess there are some things that you could maybe look at from last night and be like, I might be a little uneasy about that. It's hard to take much because, again, mm-hmm. You're not playing anybody, and you're not playing the majority of your guys that are going to be rotation guys. But specifically, from the starting line, like, I agree with what Jason was saying. I thought Jalen Wells looked really good last night. I think he's going to take another leap. He looks way bigger, too. Like, Jalen put on some muscle in the offseason, so I think that's going to help him a ton. I think he's going to be great defensively. I think that corner three is going to be there. So I feel good about him, really good about him. I wanted to see more from Santi last night. I think Santi's going to be a big piece this year.
Needs to be.
You know, early last year, especially the first half of the season, like before things went off the rails, you know, I was saying potential sixth man. Like, can he be in the conversation? He was awesome coming off the bench last year. And then the season, you know, went sideways. So he's going to be an important part. Like, I think you want him to try to keep them in that game. What'd he have, like 15-6 or something like that last night?
I don't have the box up, but yeah, something like that.
Yeah. I mean, I think you want him to have like 20 plus and 8 rebounds in that situation. But, you know, those are two things that just stood out from that starting lineup. And Cedric Howard. I heard you talk about Cedric Howard.
I always talk about Cedric Howard.
Well, he's a top 10 pick, John.
When I put my kid to bed at night, I say, let's make sure we get a prayer in for Cedric Howard.
The microscope is on him. I think it's just... We got to practice patience with him. I do.
I think Jason made a good point, and I can admit when this is happening to myself, you know, because I'm neutral even with myself.
Yeah.
If I had never heard some of the comparisons that people were out here making about him, my view of him would have been totally different. Like, I would have been able to do that, and I still will do that, obviously, but like, I wouldn't have come in expecting something, you know, that it is not.
Yeah, I mean, I wish people wouldn't have thrown out the name Michael Jordan when we were talking about
disservice to him.
Like, come on, man.
But if that wasn't
what are
enough
we doing
for you,
here?
How about Kobe?
Come on. That was just, yeah, that was very unfair.
It really is.
That
it's like,
was
it's like,
very unfair.
There's like this, there's this clip of like Seth Greenberg talking about some big man who ended up sucking, and he was like, I think he's a combination.
No, it was Mo Bamba. It was Mo Bamba.
Yeah, it was Mo Bamba talking about, he was like, I think he's the Nikola Jokic and
Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, what? Like, where did you get Jokic from?
Yeah. No, I think, like, again, it's his second, you know, high-level basketball game in over a year. If we want to consider, like, Washington State games high-level, whoever they played against when he was playing for those handful of games. So I think we just got to be patient with him. I think there's... You can see some things. Like, I think he's going to be – the one thing that I will say for him, I think he's going to be good enough defensively that he's going to be able to be on the court to play through mistakes, like, on the offensive end. Like, I think that, you know, some guys that we see Gigi, for instance. Like, Gigi doesn't get a ton of run when they're good and playing all their guys because he makes a lot of mistakes out there, right? I think Cedric Coward's going to be able to play within that. I think Cedric Coward's going to be able to fit in good enough with a Ja Jaren starting lineup that they're going to let him play through mistakes.
How concerned are you about, and I know we are all concerned to varying degrees, Zach Edey's going to be out maybe earliest November back, which would be good news based on, you know, what some were thinking early. Hopefully have Jaren, but then no BC. So, you know, they didn't play Jock last night. We saw a little bit of him against Detroit. Mm. I'm just, how concerned are you? What's your degree level of concern in terms of the depth of the front court, man? Because I'd just say, when I'm seeing last night, when John Conchar is standing out for his rebounding, right, because no one else is, that's it doesn't – credit to Conchar, but it doesn't seem like that's a good sign in terms of where you're at right now in terms of depth. And, I mean, you're just – you know, you're a couple of weeks from the start of the season.
Yeah, I'm super concerned.
Okay.
I mean, I just about the rebounding. I mean,
yeah.
Coach Islow said it in his postgame presser after the first game, I believe, and he said it's going to have to be he said, "With I think the quote was specifically, without Jaren and without Zach, we don't have rim protection and rebounding.
It's like none.
Right? And it's going to have to be a team effort.
Team effort.
And to your point, that's why we're seeing Conchar come off the bench early, because if it's got to be a team effort, then – he means you want a guard out there that can rebound. Well, he might be one of your best rebounding guards on the team. Like, I know some people, when they saw that, and Jitty's obviously a fan favorite a little bit, but I think when some people saw that, especially after the first game, they're like, why is Conchar coming off the bench?
Oh, you're exactly right.
So early, aren't we supposed to have some depth, more depth this year? It's because he rebounds. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's going to be an issue until Edey gets back. And hopefully, you know, Jaren has talked about it in the offseason. We'll see. You know, I think he can help a little bit there. But until Edey gets back, I think that's just going to be a problem.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just trying to get through.
It will be.
On that class, for sure.
There's really not much you can do about
it. We'll see about Jock Landale. I mean, if he can get you 8 to 10 a game, that'd be incredible. I'm just not sure.
Yeah, but I was watching Grizzbeat yesterday, and Mike Wallace predicted that they would trade for a big. They would, you know, I don't know who they would send back.
Well, I think it was shaped more along he thought they needed to.
It
wasn't like calling your shot.
I think
He thought they needed to add to their front
obviously
court.
Obviously, that's something that's being thought about.
I mean, P.J. Hall and, you know, that's not going to get it. I mean, you need to win now. You don't need to, you know, you can't be trying to develop guys when you're in a West that's huge.
Yeah,
West is big.
Yeah, like I think P.J. Hall's interesting, but if you're playing him,
it's a developmental piece.
If you're playing in big minutes, like
exactly.
you're going to be up against it.
The service to him in a way, just because
of
that, with the expectation level for this team and everything else.
I'm
concerned. That's what Wallace was saying, is he thought they needed to do. I think Ben and I are there. Sounds like you kind of are too.
Well, yeah,
they don't have any open roster spots though right now, so they would have to move something to do it. And I don't know if Zach's willing to do that right now.
And I felt better before the BC injury.
Right.
Before we got that notification from Grizz PR that he was going to get another knee procedure, I was like, okay, well, we've seen, and we assume that Jaren's probably going to come back within the first couple games. Well, we've seen him and Jaren have a lot of success on the court together over the years. And so, and Brandon, you know, for a guy that's maybe a little undersized, he's a good rebounder. And so I thought that could work until Edey came back.
It's added to the urgency
I just
of him
don't,
being out.
Yeah,
yes.
And I don't think you can count on seeing him anytime soon. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you go out there and look at, like, guys who are available, man, like, they're all old. You know, like they're all.
You throw a name out.
Okay.
Give me a name. I'll say yay or nay.
DeAndre Jordan.
I mean,
he can't play minutes anymore, bro.
I mean,
he can't play minutes.
Okay, but would you take him right now? If I told you that you didn't have to give up anything and you could take him right now as a placeholder until Edey gets back,
he can't play. He can't play. Somebody got hurt last year.
I need 5 rebounds.
I don't know if he can give you that.
I need to set some screens, and I need 5 rebounds.
You
should have
signed. You should have got Precious when you had the chance before he went to Miami.
That's actually a great point. Yes.
I'm not the first to say that. Harrington mentioned it, too. That would have been a good one.
He would have been great.
He's a body, and he rebounds.
According to Spyrac, I think that's how you say it.
And he's athletic, which this team is kind of lacking a little athleticism.
There's only 3 available NBA guys with NBA experience, like real NBA experience, who are currently available at center. DeAndre Jordan, Taj Gibson, who's 40.
No.
And Tristan Thompson.
Pass.
That's it. And then you get into the power forwards that you're asking to, you know, Bowl Bowl. No. I mean, that's it. And that's the only centers that I'm seeing on this list. So they don't have a lot to pick.
I haven't messed with Bowl Bowl.
No, you'd have to make a move, man, is what I'm saying.
He cooked us in FedEx Forum.
Doing that now is probably unlikely.
Hey, Bowl Bowl, dude.
I kind of like Bowl Bowl.
He's not a center, though. He's going to get pushed.
I know. I'm just saying. Yeah. I didn't know he was floating around out there.
I tell you who else is out there. P.J. Tucker. It's time.
Toughness.
Bring it in.
We need toughness.
Corner three.
He's lost it, bro.
He could be Cedric Coward. He could be Cedric Howard's mentor, bro.
We need a big.
Yeah, no, he's not that. He's not that.
We need Edie to come back. That's what we need. Yes.
Yeah.
And it feels like we put a lot on his shoulders in year two, too, to come back and save us all. I hope he's ready for it. I hope he's up for it.
Shoot, ESPN put him in the top 100. So
that's what, like 80
expectations
yeah.
are high.
They are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, top 10 pick year two, we gotta make the leap.
I agree. Yeah. So I think it's just about survival, man. You know, that's what it is. It's like when you have the newborn, man, and you go home and it's just like it's a blur. It's just survival, man.
I think the good thing is y'all know, like early in the season, especially like the first month of the NBA season, always gets weird, right? Like lottery teams always beat really good teams.
You see weird stuff
the first month, and you like, and you know, we have these like bold, you know, thoughts about, whoa, I can't believe, you know, the Thunder just lost to the Charlotte Hornets in Oklahoma City. Like things like that happen. And so hopefully you can get some that maybe you otherwise wouldn't be favored in, you know.
Yeah, no question. Well, hopefully it'll look better. I do like Ty Jerome. I'll say that. I mean, that looks like a
– KCP, too, awesome. Did his thing.
Both of them are going to be super helpful.
Yeah.
Like I don't think, you know, neither one of them is going to replace Desmond Bane's production, but the combination of both of them might come close.
Yeah.
I'm hoping.
Well,
I like the way you put that. Yeah.
It's like, and again, it's like you have a dollar, and now you've gotten change for that dollar, and you've got four quarters instead of the dollar that you've spent on one play. You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
So now you have more flexibility that you can use on guys like PJ Tucker, Bowl Bowl, DeAndre Jordan. That kind of thing.
I'll take Bowl Bowl. Sign me up for Bowl Bowl. Oh. That'd be fun. We could have fun.
There's a reason why he's available, bro.
That'd be fun. I saw him cook us last year, bro. Bowl Bowl might as well be an all-star in my mind.
He did cook us last year, didn't he?
Uh-huh. In FedEx Forum, I want to say.
Yeah, but that was like the last gasp, I think.
Maybe so.
I mean, he's
it all is downhill after all that.
The, you know, I know why DeAndre Jordan's still out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, he's 40.
Yeah,
you know, I know why. You know, Tristan Thompson's out there.
Yeah,
Tristan Thompson would be not bad. I think didn't he play a little bit for the Cavs?
Yeah, I don't think he likes it here. Remember, he got the fan thrown out when he played for the Kings.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I think they yelled at him about Chloe.
Yeah,
got somebody ejected. I don't know if he likes it here.
He's only 34. He's not that old. Yeah, he played 40 games, 8 minutes a game last year. That's what you want, right? He gave you 3.4 rebounds a game.
Okay.
I mean, again, conditioning going to be the problem with him.
Yeah. I hope he's, you know, been working at a gym somewhere this offseason.
It seems like he hasn't.
No.
You know, and same for DeAndre. So, it may just be like you just have, again, hopefully it's fewer than.
The thing is, though, is like, you know, all those guys you just mentioned, it would not shock me if someone like that gets picked up in the next couple weeks.
By the Grizzlies?
Yeah.
I mean, desperate times call for desperate measures, bro.
Like, if you start the season and you're just getting out-rebounded, you know, astronomically to start, maybe you just try to go find a placeholder until Edie comes back.
It's like two things, right? It's the rebounding, yes, but it's also the rim protection.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the big problem. Sure.
But I think Jaren will be back real quick.
Yeah.
I think we'll see him in the first couple games.
Yeah, really
okay.
Good.
All right, well,
Saturday, all accounts were.
He
looks fine.
It sounds good. Yeah, it sounds good. I think at least within like the first three games, I would think he'd be back.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the case, then you'll be fine. But if it's anything more extended than that, you know, I would be extremely concerned.
You know who's not going to be back is Jonathan Gannon after losing to the Titans and the way that transpired. How much pride can you take as a Titans fan in a win like that?
Zero. Well, I think Cam can take pride because he led the game-winning drive.
He did.
So I think we give Cam his first win convincingly, and we feel great. Like, Cam, that's yours. You take it. You take your first win. Everybody else, no. That's not your win. Especially the coaching staff.
I was going to say, Callahan doesn't deserve a win.
No, you do not get to claim that win at all. They handed that to them on a silver platter, man. That was so crazy.
And then yeah, the DeMarcado thing, but then the recovered fumble or whatever it was in the end zone and everything else. Yeah. The crazy batted pass.
Yeah, interception. It was so crazy. The DB has the interception.
Picked it off,
and just drops it.
He fumbled it. He just gave it back.
Yeah, nobody even touched him. He just lost it. And then the Titans recovered in the end zone for the touchdown.
Were you watching live at that moment?
Yes. And
what a roller coaster.
I cannot believe that just happened. I still thought they were going to lose. Like, even after all that, I was like, okay, well, they're still going to lose.
Right.
And then, but to Cam's credit, like, he led that game-winning drive, and he had some nice passes. He had the bomb to Calvin Ridley.
Yep.
It's good for him because he needed that. He definitely needed that.
Well, and Ridley needed to step up for him.
Man, you ain't
you know, kidding. help your young quarterback.
What a disaster he's been before last week.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bro, come to his aid. Stephon Diggs now is doing it for Drake May.
That's right.
Like, that's your job as a veteran receiver.
Yes. So
I was glad to see him finally step up for Cam, like you said. Until last week, he hadn't done anything.
Yeah, there was a time when, you know, when our teams would get together. And,
oh, we getting together this weekend.
I know, but I'm saying.
It's a big one.
There would be,
don't lose to him.
There would be bets.
Uh-huh.
That you, I think, lost two years in a row in Nashville. You had to wear the Derek Carr jersey back then. Mm-hmm. But I think you ended
I think you lost a couple as well.
I
remember Derek Carr on the field in tears.
No.
I remember that.
No, we did not have bets on it. And I still think I'm missing that Raiders hoodie. I think you still have that.
I don't think so.
No, you actually gave it back.
I would never.
You gave it back.
Keep that.
But it's like my energy for this is so non-existent that I don't even care what happens.
He was up for the Bears one.
It's because
when they were on 1-0 Street, he was fine.
It's because
he's checked out.
Have a quarterback that's just a placeholder. You don't have like the hope.
Right.
The
that's
hope.
Exactly right.
Like for me, I can sit there and watch and be like, okay, how's Cam gonna look? Like at least I have that.
Bro, Jeff nailed it this week. I was listening to him. He was talking. I don't remember who. He was talking to Sam Hardman, and Sam Hardman is a fan of the New England Patriots.
Right.
And Jeff was exactly right. The single best time when you are a sports fan. Is when you are on, you have just gotten on the ride and you first sign that you're going up.
Yeah.
Right?
Before the quarterback gets the contract, right?
Before the quarterback gets a contract.
It's the Grizzlies 21-22 season.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
Before the expectations start.
Exactly. Yep.
Right? So you're still kind of like free and you kind of like start to run your mouth a little bit. You can kind of see the signs, And then they'll either do what they do or they'll disappoint you.
Yep.
But either way, everything in that moment feels so possible, and that's where you're at in a way until you fire the coach and, get an actual NFL guy in there. But see, you're like, all right, that was the moment for Cam Ward. He led the game, went a drive, whatever, finally had a good NFL game.
Off of it,
I'm just like, man, we've been non-committed to this rebuild that we've been trying to put off for years and years and years. And, it absolutely sucks, man. I mean, the Josh McDaniel disaster, Aiden O'Connell for 2 years at quarterback.
I think a lot of it, too, with y'all's situation is probably the Vegas thing in the new stadium where it's like you want to every year field something that's competitive and you feel this pressure to not try to do a full-on rebuild. But you have to now.
No, I mean, I think that's a good call. I mean, now, in fairness, when they moved over there, it didn't have to be because they had Derek Carr, they had all the pieces, Josh Jacobs. They didn't have to be that bad, but it's gotten bad, and now you have to do something. So, anyway, good luck.
Yeah, man, you too.
Good luck. You guys were
Who wants it more? I mean, listen, I don't need the number one overall pick.
Cam wants it more.
I'm going to need a top five pick. But I don't need necessarily number one overall. I've got my QB. So
I think we need the number one pick. Although we're not going to be that bad, dude. We have Geno Smith. We have Brock Bowers.
Geno is terrible.
Well, he's terrible.
He has thrown 100 interceptions to start the season.
Yeah, no, you're right. I can't really argue. Yeah, maybe we just need maybe we won't win. Maybe we'll never win again.
I would take a 2-game win streak and then. And then maybe we do like a fire sale and get
assets. Callahan out of there.
Yeah, we got to get Callahan out of there. We got to get some assets. Yeah, yeah.
All right, and then prediction: North Texas, South Florida. Does South Florida keep the game day dream alive tomorrow night?
They got to, or they're dead to me.
Yeah, that's the way we should be pulling for them.
Yes, they better. All right,
What a tangled web we weave.
He's a tiger. He's a tiger through and through.
Because here's the thing is I kind of root for them as a, hey, listen, if we ever do this conference realignment thing and we're and if some of us go together, like, I think you're part of this. I think we're brethren in this thing. We're partners, okay? Don't go lose to North Texas, dude. They're not a part of this. They're not of a part of the group that wants out of the American.
Right. They're trying to crash our party.
Yeah. So go get that win. Let's get game day here. Yes.
Yeah, because if North Texas wins, not only do you lose your chance at game day, but they're going to be sitting there at 6-0, and you don't play them.
Yeah.
And so they're basically going to pencil in their slot
in the championship. And, yeah. Yep.
And because they don't play Tulane, they don't play you. They'd have beaten South Florida, so it would just complicate things for Memphis and decreased even further that margin for error.
Bro, if Tulane beat you, it would be over.
And we got to hold up our end of the bargain. Like, we got to beat UAB by 30.
Well, I mean, I don't think the margin matters as much.
Oh, it matters to me.
We like covering around here now.
We do.
Yeah. I want to keep those bones, and I want to win by 30.
That's right.
Style points.
That's exactly right.
I'm with it.
He has been at Doyle, Grind City Media, Gary Parrish Show.
Thank you, brother.
Appreciate it, guys. Yep.
Grizz Radio Network joins us every single Thursday.
Go Grizz.
Here
come out Saturday. Last home preseason game before the 22nd. So,
oh, thank God.
Come join us.
God, mercy.
That's a great job you just did selling that game.
Hey, it's a Saturday. There's no Tigers game.
Fine. Yeah, it's right.
Tickets will be tickets will be cheaper.
No, he did
it's
a great
be the
job
cheapest
selling
Grizz
it.
Ticket
I
you're going to get.
You did, I'm serious. You did a great job. John's coming down to see Cedric Coward.
That's right. I'm just I need a better effort from everybody involved on Saturday.
You're going to get it.
All right.
Yep, be there.
we'll come back.
Hoop.
Wrap it up, Jason and John. Are you trying to MBS me?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency is the best in Memphis. Obviously, when you put your house on the market, you want to make the most money for your house. And that's what the Live Love team helps you do. They know how to get ahead of the trends. They know how to reach their network of people. They know how to be straightforward, available, and transparent in the process. You're going to love them. I'm telling you. If you're thinking about putting your home on the market, don't you dare do it before you reach out to the Live Love team. Sold at LiveLoveMemphis.com.
901-625-5200 is the number. File it away. Lock it in your phone. Whether it's now, whether it's later, Jennifer Carstensen can get you the most money for that home. She did it for me personally. You know that story by now. But the more important thing, she's done it for everybody we've referred over to her. Nothing but success stories that we've heard. And it continues to be that for Live Love. That's why they've continued to grow. Agents now speak in Spanish and Mandarin. We want to keep it that. We want to add more languages. We want to continue to grow and continue to do right by you. 901-625-5200. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
All right. Thanks to Ben and Doyle for joining us on the show there. Congrats to your Cubs, by the way.
Yep. Thanks. We got one game in the series, and it's probably going to be over today.
Tonight. Yep. 8 o'clock. You'll be watching?
Yeah.
All right. I guess you're like
son. I get my hopes. I predicted to my son we would win Game 3.
Yep.
Just to give us a little hope as Cubs fans. Plus, it's going back to Wrigley. It just made a lot of sense. Cubs doing the same thing. They can score in the first inning. They can't score after the first inning. Yesterday, you were able to hold on.
Right.
Day before, you were not. Brewers came back, got it right in the bottom half of the inning.
Yep.
They are a machine. The Brewers are a machine. This is not about the Cubs. Cubs won their first playoff series since 2017. They actually took a step forward. Brewers are just a machine right now offensively, and I'm not sure they can be stopped.
Well, if they tie it up, will you get back in the series? Will you invest yourself?
I mean, well, then you're going down to the best thing in baseball. You know, it's sort of a one-game playoff.
Five.
Yeah, I mean, that's as good. I mean, it's not as good as Game 7, but it's the same thing, essentially.
It's an elimination game, man.
Yeah.
Nothing better than that. Well, Yankees out. See you later.
Yeah, that was Big Poppy loved it.
That was funny.
Brad's Toronto team.
That's right. The Canadians
that he's now
have
rooting
infiltrated.
For, apparently, yeah, just randomly since Cardinals not doing a thing. Brad's jumped on the Toronto bandwagon. Good luck to him.
He's a bird guy.
That's what it is.
He's just a bird
to bird.
He's just a bird guy.
Makes sense.
You know, Bird Up, the greatest show on television.
Bird is the word.
Shout out to Eric Andre. Remember Eric Andre?
No.
Bird Up. That's going to do it for
NG
us today.
Does.
You know Eric Andre?
Of course I do.
Come on, yeah, yeah, he knows Eric Andre.
Him running around with a bottle of ranch.
George knows ball, man.
Bird Up.
Bird Up. You know what I mean? It's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Minute Doyle for joining us on the show. Thanks to Drew Hill. And thanks to John Calipari.
Yep.
What a show it has been.
And Memphis selling the game.
Absolutely.
Put in the work.
That's right. Absolutely right. Jeffrey and Company up next on Miss. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.